Ramadan is the best time to get closer to the deen, but going into it having things, situations, and people weighing your soul down is going to make this shift so much harder. The reason you're failing to make progress is because you're stuck in the past. You need to learn to let these doors fully close in order to accept abundance and happiness into your life. Assalamu alaikum. This is your host, Nosheen, and welcome to Journey to Jannah, a podcast curated to help you become your own dream girl. On the second episode of the Ramadan series, we are going to cover cleansing your soul, letting things go, forgiving, and detoxing. The month of Ramadan is such a huge iman boost, but what a lot of us don't realize is that we need to prep our souls in order to be able to properly feel that iman boost. We need to clean out all that old negative energy that's there so that we can accept all the positivity and iman boost that Ramadan brings. Whether this negative energy comes from past situations or people or influences that are currently present in your life, you need to work through it and remove it from your life so that you can cleanse your soul. Your internal world is just as important, if not more important, than your external world. Your internal world influences how you think, how you view your external reality, your perspective, how your relationships with people are, how you react to situations, and your soul is a part of that internal world. Your soul is affected by all of these things. Especially when we're looking at it in a more spiritual context, it can affect your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your internal world should be a place of comfort for you. You should be able to look within yourself and feel content and happy and, most importantly, at home. But instead, you have all of these thoughts, all of these negative situations that happened or negative people that entered your life at one point that are making your internal environment a very toxic place. So it's very important to work through this and learn to let go and to clean out your internal environment so it does become a place where you feel safe and at home. I'm a very strong believer that if you put your mind to something and you work for it, you can achieve anything. The only person that can hold you back from this is yourself. And having a negative internal space is one of the biggest ways that you can be doing this. The reason that you're failing to make progress, whether that be in the deen or in the dunya, is because you're stuck in the past. You're holding on to things, situations, and people that don't serve you anymore. And through this, you're subconsciously stunting your growth and holding yourself onto the same exact place. If you want to grow, you need to let go of all the negative energy you're holding onto. Look at the future. Look at the bigger picture. Look at the amazing things that you aspire to achieve. These doors won't open for you unless you allow the doors of your past to close. Yes, fully closing these doors will hurt. Yes, it's going to be hard, but you need to realize that sometimes Allah opens a door for you so that you can learn a lesson. Not everything and everyone that comes into your life is meant to stay. Not everything in your life is going to work out the way you expect it or want it to. Some things are simply meant to come into your life, serve their purpose, and then leave. And when that time comes, you need to let it go peacefully. And sometimes when they go, we are hurt by something that this person has done to us. And the best thing that we can do in this situation is to forgive. And I understand that this can be hard for a whole bunch of reasons. But before we get into that, let's talk about what forgiveness actually is and what it's not. Forgiveness isn't an emotion. It's not something that you feel. Forgiveness is an active choice. It's a decision that you make, and by choosing to forgive, you aren't saying that what the other person did is okay, nor are you excusing whatever it is that happened. Instead, what you're doing is saying, yes, what you did hurt, but I'm not going to hold it against you. It's a decision to let go of the past and to move on from it and instead live in the present. It's choosing to not hurt those who have hurt you. Forgiveness is choosing to let go of your anger and your resentment and leaving the rest up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happens a lot of the time is that we tend to get hurt from so many different people, or maybe for you it's one specific person, and we hold on to that hurt for a long time. We hold on to it because we resent the people that hurt us. But I've learned that by doing this, we are inadvertently causing more harm to ourselves than anyone else. Forgiveness isn't just something you do for others. It's something you do for yourself so that your heart can find peace. Imagine every time a person's name comes up and your energy is automatically killed because you haven't been able to forgive them yet and let go. That's such a draining way to live. Now, imagine the same thing. A person's name comes up and you don't feel any shift because you've chosen to forgive them and to move on because you've allowed yourself peace to no longer be held down by the negative emotions. The hurt that was caused to you by someone else is genuinely freeing. Forgiving others for what they've done is allowing freedom to yourself from them. It's something that you do for yourself. So overall, forgive the people that hurt you, one, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and two, so that you can finally be at peace and be free. Because for every person that you forgive, you are healing one of your own wounds. But how exactly do we get ourselves to that point where we are ready to truly forgive and to let go? My biggest tip is to vent. Make a video, record yourself talking about it, journal it out, get out every single emotion that you feel about this person or the situation. What happened? What led up to it? What are your thoughts and what have you been feeling? Why do you think you haven't been able to forgive and let go yet? Anything and everything that you want out, put it out and be truthful with everything that you're saying. This is so that you can first off let yourself fully feel all your emotions, because by doing this, you can slowly come to terms with the situation. You can't let go of emotions that you haven't fully faced yet. It also allows you to let go of any resentment that you're holding on to, and this helps you get back in control of your emotions of the situation. You've already given so much time and so much energy to this, and now, because you fully let yourself feel the extent of your emotions, you can finally stop giving it that time and energy. Tip number two, pinpoint whether your anger is constructive or destructive. The anger that you feel can manifest in two different ways. The first way is constructive anger, which is when you express anger in a positive way and the end result is good because you're able to channel your energy as motivation to address and fix the issue. Instead of just venting, you're actively trying to find the underlying problem that's triggered your anger, and you're able to communicate all of this to the other person without using any aggression. The second way is called destructive anger, which is when you express your anger in ways that are harmful, counterproductive, and damaging to yourself and to others. This usually manifests in aggressive behavior, so an example would be verbal or physical violence, and this leads to escalating the situation, making it worse than it already is, and this makes it so much more difficult to manage. If you find yourself being in the second category, that you're dealing with your anger in a destructive way, take a step back and reflect. Rethink what it is that you're doing. Yes, your emotions are 100% valid, but you need to learn how to use them in a constructive way and to help better the situation, because all you're doing is making the situation worse. Tip number three is talk to the other person. This, of course, doesn't extend to every single situation. If a person has disrespected you over and over, then they've shown you exactly what they think about you. And in cases like these, it's better to not, since this person has basically shown that they're through their actions that they don't care. At that point, trying to communicate is more disrespectful to yourself than anything. But in a lot of situations, communication does help. This can clear up any misunderstandings that you guys can have, and it can also provide closure to you. Tip number four, ask yourself how you can grow from this situation. Your mindset affects how you see every single situation. So switch your mindset to see the positive. How can you learn and grow from this experience? What can I do in the future to make sure something like this doesn't happen again? Maybe you didn't listen to your intuition when you first became friends with a girl and that ended up backfiring. Your lesson is to listen to your gut next time. See what things you can pick up and use to better yourself so that you can protect yourself. I want to fully wrap up the whole topic of cleansing your soul by saying this. The best way is to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on top of that, let yourself feel. Sometimes we tend to avoid emotions that are building up inside of us, and this only makes them last longer. So feel all the emotions that you've been holding in. Really feel them and give yourself compassion. And then when you're ready, let go of them. Replace them with Allah's love and the knowledge that whatever it is that has happened, Allah is there for you through it all. Next, we're going to cover detoxing, and I'm going to give three specific things that I feel like we should all aim to detox from this Ramadan, and obviously afterwards as well. All three of these things can take the focus away from what we truly should be focusing on this month, which is our deen, Allah, the Quran, and our prayers. It's about how you go about utilizing them. They can help you or make things harder for you. But honestly, make it a rule. If you notice something is taking you away from your focus constantly, remove it or work on controlling it so that you can focus on what actually does matter. Number one is your phone. Yes, we all need our phones to make calls for school, work, etc. But are you really using them productively? And also, this extends to any of your electronic devices. If the answer is no, rework your electronic device, your phone, so that it works to your benefit and helps you get things done instead of being a distraction for you. I highly recommend you set up a screen time for yourself so that you can track how long you go on your phone, on what apps do you use the most, and you can set limits for yourself as well. It can be so easy to just go on your phone all day during Ramadan and, you know, just scrolling through TikToks and Reels, and this is something that you should aim to eliminate. This leads me to number two, which is social media. I know a lot of people just straight up deactivate their accounts and delete all their social media apps from their phone for this month. I have personally given up Snapchat and TikTok, and I'm using Instagram very strictly for content creation purposes. It's not like a full detox per se, but even then, I am definitely feeling the positive effects of it. Not only do I have more time to do more, my mind is a lot less cluttered because I'm not taking in all this short form content. If you do choose to use social media, set a time limit using the built-in screen time option and just go through and unfollow pages and people that post content that don't add to your life in a positive and productive way. This actually also leads me to number three, which is dopamine. One of the main ways we get dopamine now is through short-form content on social media. If you don't know what dopamine is, it's the chemical in our brain that is responsible for feelings of happiness and motivation. It's often called the happy hormone, and it plays a role in controlling our memory, mood, sleep, learning, and concentration. The reason that this can be negative is because we're getting so much dopamine from social media and all of the other external stimuli in our lives that it's actually having a negative effect. High dopamine levels result in anxiety, insomnia, hallucinations, ADHD, you know, not being able to focus. And this really does have a negative effect on your life. So really watch out for all of the stimuli that you have in your life and pinpoint what you need to cut out so that you can control the dopamine that your brain is getting. That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you got something out of this to help you cleanse your soul, forgive, let go, and detox, and make the most out of the following month. Make sure to follow my Instagram for daily motivation and to just see my life. I'll have a link to it in the description. Also, Ramadan Kareem. I hope each and every single one of you have a very, very spiritually fulfilling month. I pray that you are able to change your life this Ramadan. I pray that you're able to build new habits and you're able to become a better version of yourself. As always, thank you so much for tuning in, and Assalamu Alaikum. I'll see you in my next episode.